The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
So anyway, Tiny is doing his love. You know what? Tiny has named our cabin.
What?
He's named it his love chamber.
His love chamber?
Yeah, it's original, huh?
I never heard it anywhere before.
Yeah, so Tiny has a love chamber. And then, of course, Rocco has a floating crap game.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
His love chamber.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2677 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 1st of May 2018. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
Show.
Y'all won't finish telling you about the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy. Hello, flowers. Yes, Big Freddy. April showers bring May flowers. Correct. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, a lot of folks still in the clutches. In the clutches, I say, of the... old Jack Frost. Y'all, I will say, Sunday night here in Charleston, y'all, they were saying that there was a cold front moving through, and y'all, they were predicting that the low on, Sunday night would be 52 degrees. Y'all woke up Monday morning, 44 degrees. Y'all, it was chilly. Yes, Big Betty, your Willie was chilly, it's true. And, y'all, but it warmed up nicely, and y'all, by the end of the week, it's supposed to be like 87 degrees or something like that. So, y'all, it is just lovely here in Charleston. Y'all, the best part of it all is, y'all, I think we are pretty much beyond the pollen now. I think all of our pollen has
Big Betty's gotten all over everything. It's true. There's
a little bit still in the air, but it's not nearly what it has been. Big Betty, bring on the May flowers. Y'all, today, the 1st of May, Mayday, we have not one, not two, I say two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first lives out there in the California, and y'all, I think, if I remember correctly, Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. Well, y'all, I think he came to one of the early Pride 48s out there in the Lost Wages, y'all. It's none other than that Tom V. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Tom V. I don't even know if Tom V listens to the show anymore. Not if he's got any good sense, anyway. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. He's recently gotten his own bumper. Yes, Big Fatty, we're gonna play it a little bit later. It's true, y'all. It's that It's in Denver. Big Fatty, did you ever find out where he's from? I have no idea where God in Denver is from, but y'all, it's and y'all then are and Big Fatty, we love also, it's true, and y'all then are our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, she's a
domestic goddess. Big Fatty, no, she isn't. She's a She's walking tall with big hair. It's true, y'all. It's none other than that Donna Sugars. We love Donna Sugars. Damn, Gatsy. So, y'all, if you see Tom V or Gear in Denver or Donna Sugars on the 20th or the Facebase, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. Have you sent his crema card yet?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
No!
Y'all got so busy yesterday that I wasn't able to finish telling you about the weekend. So y'all got up Saturday morning, and I went for my nipple walk. I had my breakfast and everything, and y'all, I told you I cut up the vegetables for me to grill. It was the squash and the zucchini and the onions and the yellow and orange peppers and the mushrooms. And y'all, I marinated them throughout the day. And y'all, after my nipple walk, y'all have been really enjoying sitting on the veranda of the porch here at the villa in Fat Acres. And y'all, with the new ceiling fan and everything, it's just lovely. And y'all, after I cut those vegetables up and everything and went for my nipple walk, y'all, you know, I'd had to get a replacement camera. Y'all, that is one of those Asian solids with the kale in it. Big Fatty, you'll be tooting all evening. It's true. But anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. So y'all, I replaced the Nest camera. Y'all, I packaged up the old one, and y'all went and got petroleum after I got the Nest installed and everything, and y'all, it's working just lovely. And I know Miss Kitty will be very impressed that I was able to do this by myself, since he and I had to, it took two of us to put it up the first time. But a lot of people been talking about the price of the petroleum product. $2.45 is what I paid. But y'all, a lot of people are saying, like Mr. Cackle, and folks are saying it's over $3 a gallon. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all came back, and y'all, I noticed that there had been some weeds cropping up between the villa and the house. As you look at the villa, the house to the right, and y'all, it's kind of a narrow little area there. So y'all, I got out my Roundup. Yes, Big Fatty, you were like a cowboy with a Roundup. And y'all, I went out there and squirted the weeds. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, they're on their last legs is all I gotta say. Y'all came back and I grilled my vegetables. You know, I've got that it looks like a casserole dish that is kind of that size, you know, the long ones, but it's made of wire. And y'all, you put it on the grill, and then you can grill your vegetables in there and turn them and everything without it sticking to the main
grills, and y'all they just cooked them and got them charred a little bit, and got a little, you know, the caramelization and everything. And y'all, I brought them in and had some of those along with some of my Italian Mussolini spaghetti that I got. There was something in the Villa mailbox. Yes, Big Betty.
Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, and your wish will come true.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all, it's a kid, and y'all, it's kind of laminated, and y'all, I'm real impressed. It's called a touch note. It's from the Robs, and y'all, on the front of it, it's a picture. It is a pic. It's a postcard, and y'all, it's a picture of them. It says Friday Night Lights, New York City style. Big Freddy, were they shopping for salsa? I think so. What if they saw Woodhaven? I don't know. But y'all, they're just two of the sweetest people you'll ever meet if you ever get the chance to meet the Robs. You know, they were, I think they were the first two visitors, listeners that Big Fatty had here to the Villa. Big Fatty excluding Granny and Durwood, of course. Hey, Big Fatty, just a special postcard to you from our weekend getaway to New York City. Hugs and love, the Robs. Rob, that is just the nicest thing, and I'm real impressed with this, the fanciness of all of this. And y'all, I'm gonna wait till I have a couple of more cards and all to Big Freddy. Maybe you'll get a May basket today, or maybe I will. Y'all, speaking of May baskets, y'all, I had an e-letter from Boston Josh, he says, dear Big Fatty, I make my baskets every year. It all started when I was little. Who doesn't love a basket of candy? I use the opportunity now to visit with friends that I never get around to see. Boston Josh. Well, and y'all, he sent me a little picture. They're these little, they're just as cute as they can be. Yes, Big Fatty, the horror people do the cutest things. It's true. You know, there's some pipe cleaners and it looks like little flowers or something, and tissue paper and all. So, Josh, thank you for that. That's just lovely. I'll look for one on my knob. Big Fatty, you made it vulgar. Y'all, anyway, I was on that Stick It With a Poke on Saturday night. And, you know, by the way, I got a note from Gavin thanking me for putting the word out to the former number one fans of the BFO that are coming to the Pride 48 in the Nolens to send him an e-letter to Pokin It One, Pokinit, and the number one at gmail.com. Let him know the year you were the number one fan and the size of the t-shirt, and he's providing those at no charge. Haste makes wait. Hurry up and do it. That's what I'm trying to be, Fanny. Y'all, we went after Stick It With a Poke. We had old Stink Pot on there. And we had, who else did we have? We had Blind Guy Jay, and we had the Haunt Cub, and pretty good group in the chat room, too. Y'all, some really good poem. That Ed Chan and Mr. Mike, they really are the A-team of the poem. Y'all, we were going out to a new bar this weekend. Y'all, it's called the Domino. Big Fatty, I thought they made the pizza pie. Well, this was just a bar. And y'all, it's in a shopping center. It supposedly gets a mixed crowd. And y'all, there was a little bit of a mixed crowd in there. There were these two kind of, for lack of a better term, sort of rednecky guys in there holding hands and kissing, and all these other people in there. Y'all, the only thing I didn't care about it, y'all, and the Tanqueray and tonic was only $5.50. But the only thing I didn't care about it was, y'all, you could smoke in the bar. Y'all, I thought this was illegal in the state of South Carolina, but they were smoking like chimneys in there, and y'all, it took me back to the old days of the... And y'all, how my eyes burned, and how you come home and your clothes smell like an ashtray and everything. And so anyway, I don't know that we may go back there at some other point. But y'all, this week we're going to a bar close to the villa, and we'll see how that all works out. Y'all, then on Sunday I took a nice nipper nap after a nipper walk, and I called my mother and chatted with her. And y'all, then Sunday night we had a suits meeting, and y'all, we didn't discuss a whole lot other than we are going to have a State of the Station this month on the 20th of May. So put that on your mark and calendar, and then we're going to have another one on the 10th of June, with if everything goes all right. And y'all, that's to pass along information about the June at-home Pride 48 event. And then we'll sort of move into talking about the Nolens event a little bit State of the Station. There's going to be a newsletter is going to be going out sometime probably between now and Sunday that's going to tell the podcasters that want to participate in the June event how they go about signing up for that and all. And y'all, it's not just for podcasters. Y'all, if you go over there to thepride48.com and sign up for the newsletter. Big Fatty, didn't Scotty forget to do that? I think he may have. But and double check it or any. Anyway, sign up again. Then you'll get this newsletter. And y'all, I gotta say, the Turnipin puts that together, and y'all, it's very fancy looking. And it was me and old Crooked Hat and the Turnipin and Joy Bukkake, and y'all, it was quite the productive meeting we had there. And it's just, you know, we're just kind of laying the groundwork, Big Fatty laying the groundwork to get ready for June and for August. So anyway, and y'all, like I said, I slept like a baby on Sunday night. Yes, Big Fatty, because y'all, it had gotten chilly outside. And y'all, I think that pretty much finishes up the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, Dick, I see. I hope you have a lovely, two eyes say, Tuesday. Now, y'all, don't forget the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, this coming Monday, she's turning 62. She'll complete her 62nd year, starting her 63rd. Y'all, send her a little note or call in to the old gal. Show y'all, she needs the content. She just needs the content. Yes, Big Fatty, she's been having to talk about your little show to have content. Well, you know, what can I say? And, Vera, any plans? Where are you going to spend the day on your birthday?
His love chamber.
Oh, well, I'm sure Myra will love that. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.